On today's Come On iPal, I will be talking about fall festivals in Kagawa. During the time from September through November, fall festivals are held throughout all of Japan, with Shishimai lion dances, portable shrine processions, and various kinds of dances making for a lively atmosphere wherever you go. The festivals, or matsuri, center mainly around the fall harvest festivals, in which people bring crops from their fields to offer up to the gods at shrines in thanks for a bountiful harvest. Japan is often called Mizuho no Kuni, a phrase which means land of abundant rice. Also, in addition to rice, fall festivals celebrate the production of other grains, which are grown in abundance in Japan. In Kagawa Prefecture, there are many large-scale, regular fall festivals held in addition to smaller local festivals. Now, I'd like to introduce a few of those to you. First, around mid-September is the Hassaku Doll Festival in Niocho in Mitoyo City. There is a tradition in Nio that, rather than celebrating Girls' Day in March, the citizens celebrate this particular doll festival in September, and people display dioramas throughout the town, showing scenes of great military commanders in historical battles, or scenes of fairy tale settings. In late September, Mikicho in Kitagun holds the Shishitachi no Sato Miki Iki Iki Furei Matsuri, where around 50 teams of lion dancers put on tremendous dance performances. Then, in the 3 days from October 9th through the 11th, the Kotohiragu Matsuri is held in Kotohiracho. Priests and shrine maidens carry the portable shrine down the many steps leading from Konpira-san's main shrine and parade through the town. At the end of October is the Bushōzan Daimyo Parade in Takamatsu City. In this festival, the scene of the feudal lord of Takamatsu going to pray at Hōnenji Temple is recreated in real life, making for a beautiful scene the likes of which you would see in a historical picture scroll. These are only a few of the many festivals that you can experience in the fall. During this time, there will probably be a festival going on somewhere in Kagawa every Saturday or Sunday. I hope that all of you listening today will get out and take a day to experience Kagawa's fall festivals as you interact with the local people in the cities and towns. Come On iPal. Next week's Come On iPal will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be the following Sunday, September 26th at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about Japanese language courses. This is Chris, signing off.